time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. A couple of comments ago, I talked a little about the man who had the leopard pelt that had been in his family's possession for over 75 years, and he wanted to sell it. Of course, California's Fish and Game Department got wind of it, and in my opinion, went after the gentleman in the wrong way. First off, we're not looking at some low-life poacher here. The gentleman and his wife have years of good, constructive, caring work all over the world, helping people in terrible condition and at times in life-threatening situations. According to the article in the Times Standard, the pelt came from an animal that had died in the pond when it became stranded, so it was not illegally obtained. Getting back to California Fish and Game Department, once many years ago, a woman customer brought some elk meat into my butcher shop to be ground. I knew it was illegal, of course, because there was no elk season in, and I had heard about some poaching going on in the Redwood Park area north of Oreck. The lady who brought in the elk meat was from an abusive family, and she had no choice, bring it in or get beaten by the husband, daughter, or her boyfriend, the one who shot the elk. I called Fish and Game, and a warden came out to my shop. I explained the situation to him, as I recall it was John Dunn, and he promised that the lady would not be involved in the proceedings. A short time later, the poacher was walking down Myrtle Avenue and was hit by a car and was fatally injured. Case closed. My point is that instead of trying to set this very nice man up as a criminal by offering him a wad of money, which he refused, saying it was too much, why didn't Fish and Game go to him, explain their position, and give him the opportunity to do the right thing? Even though given the circumstances, he shouldn't have been accused of doing anything wrong. Seems like it turned out okay. He received no money or had to pay no fine, but the pelt will be used for educational purposes. Come on, Fish and Game, let's use our heads. Some famous guy once said, if you don't learn anything from your mistakes, you shouldn't be in a position to make more mistakes, or something like that. Well, it seems that some of the decision makers in Washington, D.C. have been promoted to their level of incompetence by saying they want to lower our armed forces to pre-Pearl Harbor levels. They all also want to lower the costs of wages, health care, and other amenities for our military personnel. I have no problem with cutting out waste, such as building equipment that we don't need, or paying outrageous prices for equipment and parts, and I don't think there is anyone out there who has the means or desire to go to war with us. However, to cut back to extremely low levels on equipment and to lower the support, financial or medical or other support, for the men and women who put their lives on the line for us? No way. As it is and has been for years, our veterans and present personnel, male and female, are coming home with physical and emotional injuries, and many of them are not being cared for properly. Get with you guys up there. If you feel like I do, write your representatives. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.